theme of tonight's program is A Higher Revelation, Piano Masterpieces Inspired by God. And as I play each classical piece, I would like to share some information about the spiritual lives of the composers represented on the program. You know, so much has been written about the negative side of composers' lives, stories about their quick tempers, like Beethoven or Mozart's financial troubles. But tonight I'd like to share a different facet of their lives as they tried to do good, they tried to understand God, and they tried to find spiritual purpose in their lives. December 10th of this year, just 20 days from today, marks the 100th anniversary of Olivier Messiaen's birth. The Vent Regard was written in 1944 and is a masterpiece of the 20th century piano literature. The entire work contains 20 movements, and we'd be here all night long if I played it for you tonight. It takes about 2 hours to play. It depicts contemplations of the infant Jesus from 20 different points of view, including God the Father, Mary, the angels, prophets, shepherds, and so on. Messiaen served as church organist for many decades. He was a devout Catholic whose beliefs and music were heavily influenced by the church. And when his biographer asked him, "What impressions do you want to communicate to your listeners?" Messiaen replied, "The first idea that I wish to express, and the most important because it stands above them all, is the existence of the truths of the Catholic faith. I'm a composer because I love music, and a Christian because I believe." But his legacy is more than that of a brilliant composer. He served as an excellent example of someone who wasn't afraid to communicate his religious beliefs, regardless of his audience. And his witness lives on in the music that he wrote. He also found bird song fascinating. He believed birds to be the greatest musicians, and he could be found 6 a.m. in the forest notating the bird songs that he heard, and many times these bird songs are incorporated in the music that he wrote. He adds descriptive subtitles to each piece in the Vent Regard, and in Noel, or Christmas, he writes, "The bells of Christmas say with us the sweet names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The bells are a recurring motive throughout this selection." And in the second number, the contemplation of the prophets, the shepherds, and the magi, Messiaen portrays the infant Jesus from the point of view of these men. The music is very rhythmic, fast, and dissonant. So as I play, I hope that you will consider the difficult journey facing the prophets, the shepherds, and the wise men as they traveled from faraway lands to worship at the feet of the baby Jesus.